Star scores for J.H. Hines Elementary and Indian Springs Middle School were in the bottom 5 percentile across the state of Texas. Because of that, they qualified for a $4.8 million grant that goes to continuously low-performing schools. That money comes from the Texas Education Agency. Waco ISD administrators say that schools like J.H. Hines struggle with students who have behavior problems. Dale Barron is a resource development facilitator with Waco ISD. He helped write the grant. He says this money will help hire behavioral counselors and community members to help those students.
So what we're trying to do is intervene with the behavior and get a handle on it and help the child be able to manage that better so that they're spending less time out of the classroom with behavioral issues.
The grant money going to Indian Springs Middle School will help the school get students ready for college or a career. It'll also go towards professional development for teachers. Students will also receive electronic tablets to assist in the classroom, and they want to establish a community center in the school where students and parents can spend time before and after school hours.
They're creating this environment and school culture that is just exciting. A fun place to be. They like going to school. They'll have some sense of pride.
Garcia says the funding is good for 3 years, and they'll be tracking the student progress throughout that time. Earlier this month, the Texas Education Agency released accountability ratings for school districts statewide. Waco ISD as a whole met standards, but 10 out of the district's 22 schools still garnered an improvement required rating. To address that, Waco ISD is trying to give teachers a more solid framework for their curricula this year. One thing that's going to happen is teachers will be put on something called pacing calendars. Lessons will be broken down into 6-week chunks to make sure students are staying on top of the lessons. Kim Ellis is Waco ISD's Executive Director of Curriculum and Instruction. She says teachers are on board with the changes.
We're seeing a ray of hope that we've not seen before in many campuses, and that focus and that determination to make it happen, the positive nature, the climates on campuses when you walk on, and that whole learning environment, I think we're seeing some strong changes in that.
The district will also be looking even more closely at students who require more individualized teaching, whether it's more one-on-one time with the teacher or getting put into a small group. Administrators hope that if students are feeling excited about coming to school, feeling confident in themselves and their subject strengths, behavioral referrals will drop and performance will get better. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Ament.